This is Mohan Nidrivira. You are joined with another session of English Literature, Appreciation of English Literary Texts, Grade 10, on Kandurata Seve, Sri Lanka, for Madarata Gurugedara program, organized by the Department of Education, Central Province. As such, today we'll be studying The Lumber Room by Saki. Before having a look at our text, let's try to answer some questions and be familiar with the text. You can copy down these questions on a sheet of paper. This should definitely help you to be familiar with the context of the story. Hope you've read the story at least one time too. These questions are related to the exposition of the story. Now, let's pay our attention to the exposition of the story. What do you mean by exposition? It is usually located at the beginning of a text. This is a detailed discussion introducing characters, setting, background information, and other related facts readers might need to know in order to understand the text that follows. This section is particularly rich for analysis because it contains a lot of important information in a relatively small space. Now let's pay our attention to the exposition of our text. Nicholas gets into disgrace with his aunt. So, his cousins are to be taken to Jagborough Sands that afternoon, and he has to stay at home. The aunt was absolutely sure that the boy will get into the gooseberry garden and orders him not to enter it. Dear listeners, it is your time to find out evidence for the elements of the exposition of our text by going through the story in your anthology. As such, try to find out information on the characters, setting, and the background of the story. These questions are related to the exposition of the story. Why was Nicholas in disgrace? What is the punishment given to Nicholas? In what manner did his aunt attempt to hurt Nicholas? What made Nicholas happy at the departure of his cousins? How did the aunt try to prevent him from entering the gooseberry garden? How did Nicholas made his aunt suspicious of what he was trying to do? What compelled him to enter the lumber room? Okay. Now, you can attempt the given questions and be thorough with the context of the text. Now, let's pay our attention to some words that may find difficult to understand the meanings of them. It will make your task easy. You can jot down the meaning of them on your sheet of paper. Let's listen to them now. In fact, these words and phrases come in the exposition of the story. Lumber room. It is a room in which useless or broken furniture is kept. trait, something that gives great pleasure, disgrace, regarded with disapproval, wholesome, healthy, seemingly, apparently, frivolous, not serious, or not important, nonsense, no sense, variest, to a great degree, alleged, declared without proof, dramatic, vivid, basin, a bowl, sin, an offense against God, or religious law, profoundly, felt deeply or very strongly, insistence, be firm or resolute on some matter of desire, tactician, a person who is skillful in planning, favorable, characterized by approval or positive support, unwarranted, unwelcome, styling, to give a title to describe someone in a specified manner, hastily invented, create quickly, expedition, journey made for a special purpose, impress, to affect deeply, forfeit, to have something taken away from a person as a punishment, improvise, to do or make something owing to an unexpected situation, offender, one who hurts the feelings of others, rigorously, thoroughly, unrivaled, extremely good, depravity, evil in character, howl, to cry loudly in pain, elation, a state of being filled with pride and joy, sordiscent, so-called, chuckle, to laugh quickly, loftily, showing that one thinks better, obstinacy, a refusal to change one's behavior, opinion, effectually, considerable, substantial, trivial, unimportant, forbidden, prohibited, paradise, concentration, focus, whence, from where, wriggle, to twist from side to side with short quick movements, Evade, to avoid using deception. Convenient, exceptionally. Self-imposed, of your own free will or voluntarily. Fortified, made stronger. Suspicious, uncertainties. Germinate, to start to cause, maybe a seed to start growing. Repose, to lie or be placed. Mysterious, vagueness. Unauthorized, without formal permission. Intrusion, the act of entering a place without permission. Privileged, having a special advantage limited to a particular person or group. Stiffly, not friendly. Now, let's pay our attention to the complication of the story. What do you mean by complication? This is the rising action of the text. This is the second part of the plot structure, in which events complicate the situation that existed at the beginning of the work. As such, when you are going through the plot of the story related to complication or the rising action of the story, try to figure out the manner the writer has presented the events so as to complicate the situation which the readers were introduced in the exposition of the story, and observe how these events lead towards the climax of the story. Now, let's pay our attention to the complication of our text. Nicholas gets into the lumber room. Every single item brings life and imagination to Nicholas and is symbolic of what the adults of the real world lack. The tapestry awakens his imagination to a great extent. The pots and candlesticks stir up his creative mind, and lastly, a large square book full of pictures of birds make it a superb expedition for him. In order to focus your attention on the complication of the story, try to answer the following questions. How did he enter it? What wonderful things were there for his eyes to feast on? What feelings did he experience about the details of the tapestry? What made Nicholas leave the lumber room? Now, let's pay our attention to some words that you may find it difficult to understand the meaning of them. It will make your task easy. You can jot down the meaning of them on your sheet of paper. Let's listen to them now. These words and phrases come in the complication of the plot. No longer fresh. expectations, eager anticipation, illumination, light, aunt by assertion, aunt by force, consign, to put into control, bear, not hidden, feast, with an abundance of things that could entertain the boy, tapestry, cloth with pictures or designs woven in it, used to hang on walls as a decoration or as a covering for furniture. Remote period, sometimes in the past, transfix, to force a hole through with a sharp pointed weapon. Stag, an adult male deer. Heel, to move along at the heels of someone. Galloping, moving at the fastest speed. To cope with, to deal successfully with difficult situation. Quiver, a container for carrying arrows. Ridiculously, extremely foolishly, inclined to tend to. Tight corner, a difficult situation. Aromatic, perfumed. Hump-necked, a large hump or round part on the neck, maybe on bulls. Goblin, a small, often ugly fairy that is usually not kind or is evil and plays tricks on people. Appearance, look, behold, to see, occasional, random. Now, let's pay our attention to the climax of the story. It can be defined as follows. It is the height of conflict and intrigue in a narrative. This is when events in the narrative and characters' destinies are most unclear. The climax often appears as a decision the protagonist must make or a challenge he or she must overcome in order for the narrative to obtain resolution. In our text, it can be identified as follows. While Nicholas is admiring the coloring of a Mandarin duck, the voices of his aunt, in fact, the voice of his aunt, comes from the gooseberry garden. She has slipped into the rainwater tank and cannot get out. She commands the boy to bring her ladder and he ignores it, saying that it may be the sound of the evil one. The aunt realizes that a punishment has boomeranged on her. Dear listeners, it's time for us to pay our attention to some questions as we've done with the other areas of the plot. What happened to the aunt? How did Nicholas respond to the requests of the aunt? Now, let's pay our attention to some words that may be difficult for you to understand. It will make your task easy. You can jot down the meaning of them on your sheet of paper. Let's listen to them now. A sign. Give something as share of duty. Shrill, high and sounding sharp to the ear. Vociferation. Shouting loudly, especially as a complaint. Energetic, enthusiastic, slippery, greasy, promptly, quick to act, impatiently, eagerly, indicating lack of patience, disobedient, neglecting or refusing to obey. Nonsense, senseless, resolve, to decide firmly, devil, evil spirit, discernment, ability to make good judgments, overindulged, to satisfy. Parsley, a small plant with curly, strong, tasting leaves. Now, you've reached the final section of our text. It is the resolution. Dear listeners, it can be defined as follows. The resolution, also known as the denouement, is the conclusion of the story's plot. It's where any unanswered questions are answered or loose ends are tied. A story with a complete ending is said to have a strong resolution. In our text, it is as follows. The furious aunt maintains the frozen silence of one who has suffered undignified detention in a rainwater tank for 35 minutes. Nicholas is also silent in the absorption of an enchanting picture of a hunter and a stag. And this can be symbolic too. Now, try to find out answers to the questions given below. How was the aunt rescued finally? What made the expedition to the beach punitive? What is revealed by the thoughts of Nicholas at the end of the story? Now, let's pay our attention to some words that you may find it difficult to understand. You can jot down the meaning of them on a sheet of paper. Let's listen to them now. Partaken, shared, fearsome, terrifying, tied, the period or periodic rise and fall of the waters of the ocean, circumstance, occurrence. O, situation. Punitive, intended as punishment. Disastrous, dreadful. Frozen muteness, unmoving dumbness. Undignified, inappropriate. Unmerited, unfair or unjust. Detention, the state of punishment. Absorption, preoccupation or concentration. Feasted, ate. Stricken, hit or wounded by a weapon. Tearlessness. It is very difficult to explain the story in detail through one lesson. So, let's pay attention to some significant features of the text. First, let's look at the characters of the short story. First, let's look at the character of Nicholas. He is strong, intelligent, and creative. He is difficult to handle and different to ordinary children. He is resourceful and imaginative too. Now, let's look at him in detail. Nicholas is the chief character. He is the protagonist of the story. We first meet him when he is playing tricks on his relatives. You might remember, actually he was putting a frog in his bowl of bread and milk. And this is how he appears throughout the story. Everything Nicholas does is about testing the limits of authority. His point is that the older and wiser and better people, represented by his self-styled aunt, did not believe there could be a frog in his bread and milk. And there was. Nicholas makes his aunt annoyed because her punishments have no power over his lively, curious and imaginative nature. Left at home while the other children are out enjoying themselves in adult sanctioned ways, Nicholas discovers a world of pure freedom and joy in the lumber room. Significantly, a place where adults seldom go or rarely go and which they don't care about. He secures his afternoon of freedom by tricking the aunt, turning her noisiness and eagerness to punish her. The story ends with Nicholas in disgrace as usual, but completely untroubled by it, as he silently reveals in his private, free world of imagination. Now let's look at the aunt. If you have listened to the previous session of the text, by now, you may be aware of the similarities of the aunt of Nicholas and aunt of Saki.